This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I hope you are ready to enjoy and embrace your weekend and all that is good out there. Remember to be grateful for things. I'm grateful we still have another hour to discuss NGOs and the lawsuits against Trump, more stuff about the illegals, the Overton window, so many other things. Let's tackle something right off the bat this hour. Hey, Jesse. After terrible COVID response and poor staffing picks, I was ready to move on from Trump. With all the frivolous lawsuits and especially Letitia James tweeting out how much money she's trying to steal from Trump, I would be willing to crawl over broken glass to vote for him. Do you think it's working the same on Normie Norms? And his name is Rick. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The communist has many advantages, and we've discussed those many, many times. But one of the disadvantages the communist has is he can't help himself because he's a religious zealot. He can't help himself. The communist is very, very rarely able to put the brakes on himself. If they were smart and coordinated, which they were not, we'll get into that in a minute, they would have taken one Trump case and maybe pursued that this year, maybe. Even that probably would have been a mistake. But remember this, they're not coordinating, they're competing. Alvin Bragg is competing with Letitia James, who's competing with Fannie Willis. She's competing with Jack Smith. All the various commie legal entities are competing with each other, trying to be the one who takes the man down. These people have in their heads created this Nazi dictator image of Donald Trump that's nowhere close to reality. Even if you hate his guts, that's not even close to what he is. But in their minds, they've created that image. They've created this ultimate devil. And they understand there are going to be generous rewards waiting for the communist who actually takes him down. That's what they're all going for. But what they can't see is what it looks like to the people outside of their circles. If you're Alvin Bragg is a committed communist and has been for a long time. He's the DA of New York City because George Soros recognized his communist leanings, backed him financially, and now he's the head, the big cheese, the legal cheese in New York City. Who does Alvin Bragg work with every day? Other communists. That's who he would staff his office with. That's who he has staffed his office with. Pro-crime, pro-rape, pro-murder communists. That's who he works with. Okay, that's who he works with. What about his home life? Do you think Alvin Bragg, when he gets off work every day, goes home and sits down and spends time with his arch-conservative father who talks about the greatness of America? Do you think Alvin Bragg has a single person in his life that can give him perspective on things? No, of course not. He lives, works, worships only around other committed communists. So he can't see the forest through the trees. These people can't see how it looks to normal Americans, to people around the world, to take the Republican nominee and charge him with RICO charges and some of the most ridiculous things in the world. But again, it's one of, look, they have many advantages. They stick together. They're very passionate. There are many, many, many advantages the communist does have. But one of the ultimate disadvantages that gets him into trouble, and it has historically time and time and time and time again, is he can't help himself. He can't put a check on himself. He just can't do it. He can't make himself stop. That's a good thing. And no, you're not near alone. Look, remember the primary polling, right? Trump was always ahead in the primary polling, but people seem to forget. After Heavy D had won his re-election in Florida, and he was doing all these things everyone loved in Florida, he's still doing all these things everyone loved. They were, I think it was 10, 11 points. So obviously that's a comfortable lead for Trump, but primary was 10, 11 points, and it was all trending. They were getting closer and closer. And then you can track all this. Go back and look at it. And then, boom, first Trump indictment dropped. I don't think the race was ever within 30 points after that. That was the bridge too far for so many people. What? No, you're not going to destroy our guy. Nope, Team Trump now. The communist tries to stop him, and because he can't help himself with his own mental illness, he ends up screwing the thing up. Hey, Jess, along these same lines. Hey, Jesse, will the system allow Trump to win in 2024? Having been so successful shifting the Overton window in 2020, will they want another Trump term so they can do the same in 2028? Will they allow him to win in 2024? Okay, well, there's no need to bring everybody down, right? We don't have to bring everybody down. Let's have a talk about this. I have believed for the longest time, and I still believe that they will not. I hope to God I'm wrong about that. I have great concerns about Donald Trump's personal safety. I've been very honest with you about that many times. Ah, Jesse, that's crazy. You're being a wingnut. Really? Read a history book. That's what happens to people. Read a history book. I'm worried about his personal safety. I am. No, I don't have any inside knowledge on that. I am worried that someone's going to hurt him. I am worried they're going to find a way to get through one of these ridiculous criminal cases and throw him into prison. I am very worried that the system will not allow a second Donald Trump presidency. And I'm going to get increasingly worried as we get closer and closer to the election. If these poll numbers don't start looking better for Joe, as of right now, Joe Biden is not within the margin of error in any of the swing states. That's how badly Joe Biden is polling right now. If we get to August, September, what if those poll numbers look worse? What if Donald Trump's re-election almost starts to look like a guarantee? I call it a re-election. I guess that doesn't count because he was out of it, but you know what I mean. What if Donald Trump is up not 6 or 7 in all the swing states like he is now? What if Donald Trump is up 10, 12 points in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin? And I'm not predicting that. I'm doing a what if. What if things keep going to crap here? Because we know on some level it will. Remember, they're not going to close the border. They're not going to make any real adjustments that would improve your life. They're not allowed to. They're busy trying to destroy your life. So they're not going to make adjustments like that. What if it looks like a blowout in September? What are they going to do? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. I don't know. But I do know these people are very, very, very fearful at a hopefully more educated Trump. And when I mean educated about how evil the system is, these people are fearful of a second run at that. What will he do next time? I don't know. And I don't know the answer to that question either, right? I don't know that whether or not we're going to get a bunch of normal, swampy dorks like we did last time in there who won't reform anything. Maybe we will. I don't know. But I know on the left, they've convinced themselves, whether it's true or not, that there will be real reforms that come. Will they allow him to win? I don't know. I have always believed that they will not. And I hope to God I'm wrong about this. Don't think if he ends up winning, you're going to send me an email and be like, ha, 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 you were wrong. And I'll be like mad about that. I'll be thrilled. I'm dying to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Jesse, why do red state governments allow these NGOs to operate illegal alien smuggling in their jurisdictions? Why are they not ordering them raided, arrested, and charged with human trafficking? It seems like a simple solution. Red state AGs are a huge problem, and red state governors. And a lot of this, look, here, I'll pair this with another email here. Jesse, you always say you get the government you deserve. Well, I voted for Dan Eubanks, but I got that card-carrying loser Roger Wicker. He's from Mississippi. I also see Nikki Haley get more votes than MED. I'm thinking Mississippi isn't as red as we thought. If we can't rely on the SEC states, who can we rely on? His name is Ken. Okay. I rant all the time about reforming red state GOPs for exactly this reason. They're not a little behind. They're a million miles behind on the things they should be doing. They don't view themselves as they should view themselves. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment when it comes to AGs and stuff that they should be doing. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about your cell phone. Let me talk to you about this new soundboard item Chris and Michael put on
there
for me.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Makes total sense. Makes total sense, right? Tic-tac-toe. Switch to Pure Talk. You see, you were a loser. Now that you have Verizon, AT&T or T-Mobile, you're funding dirtball communist companies. That's being a loser. But Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company on the same 5G network. That's how you go from being a loser to a winner. Do you want to play tic-tac-toe?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Tick,
a winner.
Tic-tac-toe. Switch to Pure Talk. Free. Free Samsung 5G smartphones right now when you switch to Pure Talk, on top of all the other money savings, on top of the fact you're not going to send your money to a dirtball company every month. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Get a free phone, switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Private eyes watching you right through the radio. I'm just kidding. That's actually weird and kind of creepy. I'm not watching you. I don't need to watch you at all. Anyway, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Question was about AGs, these red state AGs, and blowing up these NGO organizations, these non-government organizations, who work hand in hand with the illegals, oftentimes in Mexico, to ensure that these people are brought into the country. They get them legal representation. They ship them all over the United States of America. It's really, really evil, the things these NGOs are doing. Lots of them are Catholic NGOs and things like that. And then that's caused a rift in the Catholic Church. A bunch of Catholics are correctly saying, what are you doing? It's really bad, right? Well, the red state AGs, they don't view themselves as they should be viewing themselves. They're beginning to. They're just beginning to. But again, remember, everyone is behind you. You're way, 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 way ahead of the race. You're years ahead of where these people should be. A red state AG generally sees himself as being the top law enforcement officer of the state. And we are just going to get here and we're going to crack down on normal crime here in the state and do this. And he wants to be a normal AG who just does normal things. But red state AGs should view themselves as being the tip of the spear against communist aggression in this country. That should be the mission focus of every red state AG. It should be investigation after investigation of NGOs that bring illegals into the country. It should be, you know, George Soros should be being dragged through the courts in America. This entire George Soros family perverse network of foreign dark money that flows through our politics, funding all these murderous pro-rape AGs. The Soros network should be destroyed legally by Republican AGs who can and often do combine their efforts and do one gigantic legal case where West Virginia will join with Texas and join with Florida and go after them. Red state AGs should be tearing apart the network that supports American communism, and they don't do it. They don't view themselves like that. They want to do, I want to do things the right way. And I just want to do, no, brother, we need help from you. We need you to help us. These people are killing us. We need you to help us. We do. These people are insane. Chris, do you have that audio I just sent you? This is a state senator in Tennessee. These are the people who make our laws. These are the people who have infiltrated every level of power. Red state AGs, get off your butt and dig in.
What we see here is drunk on power. I don't like that you take this position on this bill, so I'm going to silence you. That's a form of slavery. I feel like a slave sometime in this building. I'm over it. And all of the members standing here are over it.
Yeah. These people are insane. We need red state AGs to view themselves as being anti-communist tips of the spear, because that's what they need to be. If we're gonna survive through this, and if we're gonna save everything, and I believe we can, and we're gonna do this legally and locally, as we talk about all the time. That's how we do this. That's how we'll save the country, legally and locally. Well, then legally, we need the help of the people who are supposed to be on our side. We don't look. When I see this AG in Alabama or something like that, when I see that he took down a big drug network of some kind, okay, that's good. I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm glad. Take down the drug dealers. All that stuff is fine. But you should have a headline about him taking down the latest George Soros, quote, nonprofit right alongside that one. And you never see that at all. And to their credit, the communists view themselves totally differently. How's Letitia James view herself? How's she view herself? She views herself as being the communist tip of the spear. She views herself as having a job, a role, a duty to destroy any right-winger she possibly can using the power of her office. Unless we respond in kind, we will lose. We cannot win a battle where they use power and we do not. And that is the game we've played for way, way, way too long. And you're right. Our red state AGs have failed on so many levels. They're getting, slowly but surely, getting better, though. Remember, again, I say this to make you feel better, but also because it's true. It takes time. It's going to take a lot of time for the people in this country, including people on our side, to catch up to you. I've used the analogy about the race, how you're the really fast runner and there's a pack that's way, way behind you. That's most of the GOP. Our elected representatives, the norms and normas in our life, your mom who just watches Fox News for 10 minutes every night, she's so far behind you on realizing where we are and what needs to be done. And our elected officials are the same way. They're behind. They'll catch up slowly but surely. We'll have to drag them into where they should be slowly but surely. We will. It's just they're always going to be behind us. Sadly, angrily behind us. But anyway, you know what makes me angry? When my foot hurts. You ever have a foot pain? Like in one of your joints, one of your toes? It's brutal. You know how much I love Relief Factor? You know how much I love the fact that my right foot hasn't bothered me in months? Relief Factor. Drug free. All natural. It helps your body's natural response to deal with inflammation. So those muscles that hurt, your back that hurts, your foot, your whatever, Relief Factor, you take it every day and you eventually find yourself living pain-free. Don't you want to be pain-free? 3-week quick start kits for $19.95? Everyone goes back and orders more. That's why they're so confident. Hey, just try it for 3 weeks. You will love it. And again, drug-free. Call 1-800, the number 4, Relief. Or you can go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get right back to him because we still have so much we have to get to and not very much time. Jesse, I'm concerned that the communists are going to steal the election in November 2024 with illegal immigrants, mail-in ballots, early voting, and no photo ID. How do we prevent the cheating? Look, I don't know that we can, but I do know that the RNC, they hired Scott Pressler. That's a good thing. Scott Pressler's been out there getting voters registered to vote, doing groundwork, blocking and tackling work. The RNC under Ronna McDaniel ignored him for a very long time. Basically, it doesn't matter who he is. They brought in someone who understands blocking and tackling. Is this a solution? No, but it shows we're taking the matter seriously, for sure. And it's going to help. It's going to help. Look, we're not going to know what's going to happen in November until November. All right? Just keep praying and open. Jesse, no matter what, Biden wins the open wins on the open border. How many anchor babies have been birthed in the last 3 years? The birthright law is stupid, so on and so forth. Yes, this is the thing. This is what I get frustrated about. Democrat wins have, for the longest time, been pretty permanent wins. Republican wins are temporary wins. And this is a great, here's a great example of it. What do we get under Republicans? Tax cuts. You usually get a tax cut. Remember, Trump passed a tax cut. Republican House, Republican Senate, and they passed a tax cut. Okay, well, that's good. I'm not dogging on that. More of our money. It's good. It was a good thing. It's a good, good, good thing. But a tax cut expires. We didn't get anything but a tax cut? As in new laws? We had Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican presidency for 2 years, and we got a tax cut that expired in 15 minutes? Democrats take over, and they open up the border and bring, well, by the time he's done, it'll be 12 million more, 12 million illegals into the country. Illegals they know will not be deported because the American people simply don't have the stomach for that kind of an effort. Therefore, the gains Joe Biden has made in his 4 years are fairly permanent gains. This is why we need a GOP that is so much bolder than what they are. They get in there and they still feel like it's 1990 and I'll pass a little tax cut here and maybe a little reform there. No, the country is shifting left under Republicans and under Democrats. The country is shifting left. Under Democrats, it goes left a lot faster. Under Republicans, slower, but left it still goes. We don't shift it back the other way because we lack courage right now on our side. Our political leadership lacks courage. They still do things trying to get along, trying not to be yelled at, instead of going out there with the absolute intention to be yelled at. Your goal as a Republican politician, whether it's local, state, federal, your goal should be to earn the undying hatred of the American media. That should be a goal of yours. If you are going into politics and you want to get along, or you want to be seen as a good guy, nice guy, you have no chance because the evil people who are wrecking this place are only going to say that about you if you don't do anything. If you don't do anything significant, unless they hate you, you're useless. Hey, Jesse, the Jewish community has been voting largely Democrat for years. They had to know this anti-Semitism was in the Democrat Party, so why do they keep voting for them? Just like with the black communities, it's their constant support of Democrats that has now put them and their children in danger. Elections have consequences. Well, yes, it does. The anti-Semitic, the Jew-hating portion of the Democrat Party, though, is fairly new. You really only started to see this rise up. Again, it was under Obama. What is that reporter's name? She's dead now. Helen, I wanted to say Helen Carter, but I don't think that's right. So I'm gonna screw that up. But she was ancient. She was like 8,000 years old. And she was a reporter. And she got herself in a little bit of hot water. I forget exactly what her words were, but she essentially came out and dogged on the Jews. Those Jews! And it was met with everyone was kind of shocked. But that was only 10 years ago or so. The real Israel-hating, Jew-hating strain of Democrat only started to take power in the last 10, 15 years. And remember something about Jewish Americans. The Orthodox types, the more practicing Jewish types, they're actually on our side. Two-thirds of American Jews vote Democrat. Many, not all, but many of them are not religious. They don't go to synagogue. They don't practice at all. The Orthodox types are with us. It's the non-religious types that are not. There's a whole history behind that. A lot of this goes all the way back to FDR, as FDR was really the first American president who welcomed Jews into his administration. And so a lot of this simply comes back to tradition. Like, people will dog on black people today for voting Democrat. And obviously, you're voting Democrat, you're voting for your own demise. So a lot of that's very fair. I'm not refuting that. But remember, a lot of this goes back to Lyndon Johnson and a lot of that Great Society stuff. Black people were not voting Democrat back in the 50s. That's not something that was happening. The Democrat Party, evil pieces of trash that they are, figured out that, hey, if we just pass a series of laws and kind of blow up the black family. Remember, I think it was in the 50s, I believe, 75% of black homes had a mother and father in the home. We look at America's black community today with no fathers and we say to ourselves, gosh, that's horrible. What's wrong? Well, it was not like that. It was not like that. The nuclear family was held together and the black community was rising. Were rising. They were thriving in places like Detroit and LA and other places where they'd gone. And then Democrats figured out, hey, this is a problem, but I bet you it's a problem we can fix. If we just blow up the home, we'll incentivize people to have babies outside of wedlock. We'll pay people to have babies outside of wedlock. Essentially, we'll just do this massive welfare state. And look, Lyndon Johnson's famous for this. He's very famous for this. There's a very off-color, to put it mildly, statement that is attributed to him where he said, I'll have those blank, starts with an N, I'll have those blank voting Democrat for, I think he said 200 years or something like that. It was how long? 100 years? 100 years. That's LBJ. That's why he did it. Let's blow up the black family. Just hand them a bunch of checks. They're never going to vote against us. Remember, there's a history behind all this. And also remember this. We like to be prisoners of the moment, myself included. This is human nature. But voting demographics do change over time. As parties change, values change, the conditions in communities change. People do over time, again, always behind you. They're always going to be behind you. I'm sorry, they are. But people over time do slowly but surely change how they vote. The Democrat Party for the longest time has been the, quote, working class party, the party of the working man. That's how they were always thought of. When I was raised, if you were a pipe fitter, you were a blue collar guy, you leaned Democrat lots of the time. We are seeing, especially in recent years, a slow, steady shift with working people to Republicans as the Democrat Party has become more of a coastal elite / illegal immigrant party. What they've done is they've just flat out ignored the working man. You can't be pro-working man and pro-climate change crap. Those two things don't work. So again, it's slow. It's not near as fast as it should be, but the working people are shifting. You're going to see shifts in the Democrat coalition towards Republicans. You're probably already seeing the early stages of that now with things like urban blacks, with Jews who live in the country who are not that pleased about people like Chuck Schumer and all the pro-Hamas stuff. The shift will not come as fast as you want it to. But demographics do shift. All right, we'll talk about some more things, some more offensive things in a moment. Let's get to this. Let's get to our dogs. You know, the sad part about dog food and how early our dogs die is we think we're taking care of our dogs. I know you take time to choose the right food for your dog because you love your dog and our dogs love us, right? I love Fred. I admit it. I'm embarrassed. But the big fluffy idiot, what do you want me to do? He throws himself on you. But there's not such thing as good dog food. Dog food is dead. It's all empty calories. That's why it's brown. They kill everything in the factory that's in your dog's food on purpose so it will last longer on the shelf. It's just dehydrated. It's gone. There's no nutrition in it. You have to pour Rough Greens on your dog's food to give your dog nutrition. Otherwise, your dog never gets it. Think how crazy that is. We raise our dogs and love our dogs, and we never give them vitamins and minerals and probiotics and things. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag. You will see a difference in your dog. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can download the show if you missed any part of it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We're going to get to as many of these as we can get to here in the end, so let's do it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
I love this one. A wise one. I'm a single woman in her late 20s. Long story short, I took in my neighbor's new kittens after they neglected them. Women. I was able to secretly find homes for all but one. In the past 2 months, he's really bonded with my female German Shepherd. I'm not a cat person, but he's growing on me. Today, I was thinking I'll just treat him like a dog and leash him and train him. And then it hit me. This might qualify for crazy cat lady behavior. What do I do? Get rid of the cat and break my pup's heart to save my reputation? Or risk looking like a single crazy cat lady? I'm single and can't have this affecting my my dating life. So I'm not going to say her name. All right, listen. Ladies, the crazy cat lady thing is overdone. Allow me to explain. As men... we understand that there are things you're going to do that are insane and they don't make any sense. And God knew that as well when he made you. And that's why he made you so hot. I've explained this to what, Chris? I'm explaining this. I've tried to explain this to the wife and she scowled a lot too, but I'm trying to explain this more clearly. God understood that he made you to be a huge pain in the rear end sometimes. And that's why he made you so hot, so we will look past these kinds of things, focusing only on your hotness. If you have a dog and you walk your new cat with your dog, are you going to look a little crazy? Yeah. Is that going to stop a guy from putting a ring on your finger? No, of course not, because you're hot, or at least I assume you're hot, so it's not going to stop him. We are so shallow and simple as men. The whole crazy cat lady thing is only a thing because of these women who end up being man-hating feminists and men suck and men suck and men suck, and they end up with 10 cats in their home, and the cats become everything to them, and that's the crazy cat lady thing. It's not the lady who owns one cat. Believe me, your hotness will overcome so much for you. Jesse, how do you feel about tarring and feathering? Specific to our low-T weenies, we need something more aggressive than just waiting to primary these losers. At a minimum, we should pelt these parasites with rotten eggs when they return to their districts. Okay, pause for a moment. One, please don't throw any eggs at any of the representatives. Please do not tar and feather anybody. Listen to me. I'm not trying to be a nice guy. You cannot save the country from prison. You cannot save the country from jail. The powers that be in this country would love to send you to prison. They would love it. They're dying for a reason to send you to prison. Look what they did to the poor January 6 people. That shows you that this country was dying for a reason to gather up any Republican they can and abuse them and torture them and lock them in cells. They're dying to do that to you too. Throwing eggs at your local politician, all that's going to do is get you arrested. That's all it's going to do. You're going to go to prison. Your family's going to be left without dad or husband or something like that. It's going to cost you a fortune, probably your job. Just don't go to jail. Legal and local. Now, that said, our politicians should fear, or bad ones, I should say, they should fear going back home, just not for their physical safety, not like that. You should, if your congressman or senator is a dirtball who's abused you and your liberty, you should make things uncomfortable for him in the grocery store if you run into him. You should. He doesn't get to abuse you and your country without consequence. We have previously shied away from things like that. But let's be honest, the polite route has not worked. This whole silent majority route has only brought us into being the silent minority. It is time to stop being silent. We've talked about it before, but the social shame system, it is a real thing. Social shame systems are important. What are people proud of today? What are they ashamed of today? Ours is all upside down. Abortion's actually a great example. We played this a couple times today. It used to be that was a shameful, hidden thing that everyone kind of knew you needed to hide from people. Today, they brag about it on the news.
It's so interesting because she gets so much anger towards her, so much press that's very kind of pejorative and a little bit mean and I think quite racist. And here she is out there. She has, you know, yesterday she did this historic thing where she went to a Planned Parenthood in Minnesota. It's the first time a president or vice president has ever gone to an abortion clinic, but it's also STI treatment. It's primary care. I mean, this is a really a crucial, you know, clinic for a lot.
The social shame system should keep someone from going on television and bragging about an abortion clinic. But ours is upside down because we have been silent for so long. We can't keep being silent. We have flipped it. So yes, make your representative uncomfortable if they deserve it. Make them uncomfortable legally. Always stay legal. All right. One more here. Jesse, if communism started with Karl Marx, did it start with Karl Marx or did it always exist? His name is Brian from Queens. Well, it's not that communism always existed. Karl Marx was the one who kind of came up with it. But power, evil people using people for power to gain power for themselves is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It just has a different name today. We just have to always be aware of it. Now you, what you have to do is put your phone down, put it in a drawer, put it away, just be done with it for the weekend. We will come back on Monday. We'll do Medal of Honor Monday. We'll laugh. We'll have fun. You ready? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.